escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Mount Rushmore week. In a moment, we will have Ike's Mount Rushmore of 90s sitcoms. I wish I had done a little studying before you did it so I could have my mental list, but I have not done that. So,
well, you're good with 90s stuff, so you'll come up with something to argue
as a for. As a 48-year-old, 90s is like you
and just
me.
The greatest.
90s
yes.
is our core.
We're all just 90s people.
No,
here.
Not
only thing
you.
I didn't like about the 90s was our dress, our wardrobe, our attire.
So for me, I had a couple of different phases.
Yeah.
Now, I did go through...
were you still fat, Spike, in the 90s?
I was. I went through a FUBU and Kanai phase. Through that. And then I went through there was like a thing where we wore like these really big jeans that were really big on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like it was like that was spiky hair Spike or whatever. So I had that.
That's was like your heavy metal days?
Well, that was like the alternative.
Okay.
You know, like, and when I say big, I mean like, the bottom of the jeans would be over your shoes.
And they drag on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Chain wallet.
Wallets. Chain wallets. I love it.
Yep.
Good times.
Corey of Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I mean, say he was wearing FUBU 05.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And let me.
In the 90s.
Yep.
Then when they came out with the platinum FUBU with the Fat Albert on there.
Yep.
Yep. And then I wore Kanai because I saw Master P wearing it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a new thing.
Kanai.
Yep.
Who was Master P? Was that P. Miller?
Yep. Man, that's what I'm saying. The wardrobe in the 90s was bad, man. It was tough. It was tough, man. But we didn't know any better back then, though. Yeah, we didn't know any better.
That was cool.
Yep.
Spike, it's your day, man. It's your day. Me and you, we've been getting along too long. God, we got to end the day.
Okay.
Spike, you're not the ruler of the world, dog.
I didn't say I was.
You sit up here, you tell Elliot about his stats, how he's supposed to do his stats.
Well.
Rate this, rate on the curve.
He's not being coherent.
You try to tell the league who's supposed to be the MVP.
Yes.
You're not the ruler of the world.
I'm the ruler of my opinion. And
okay, that's cool.
So the first thing is, my opinion is, Elliott's standards have changed as training camp has gone on. He went from the important thing is the ball never touches the ground. Ball never touches the ground.
The ball don't hit the ground.
What's that? Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But and he was also at 75-80%, 75-80%. Now we're giving B-plus grades to a 60% day with an interception. I'm just saying I think Elliott is being very careful about how positive he is about Jalen, especially when he gave three straight days of negative grades.
Yeah, he on his thing, but still though, I'm on the MVP.
Okay.
First of all, if you take Kyle Schwarber off the team.
Yep.
How good is the team?
Not as good. Well, who are we replacing him with?
I don't know. Not Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
Average player. Put Johan Rojas out there.
Well, but that's not what they would do.
We don't know that.
I'm not saying he's not valuable. He's very valuable. I just don't think.
He can do goofy stuff. So,
but I don't think he's the most valuable player in the National League if he's not playing the field. He is valuable to the Phillies. He has value. But I think the most valuable player should be a player that is playing both both offense and defense.
Listen, man, Saquon don't play offense or defense. I don't care about that. My man, okay. 40 home runs,
yep.
Right? And
yep.
this man can end the season with maybe 50. This the Ohio legend. Man, I'm the campaign starter. Whoever started, I don't care. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Get my man the MVP. He might pass Bryce. Bryce got like 350? 350? How much he got? Like
no, they're about the same.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't think he would catch him, but yeah, it is this year.
He might not catch him this year, but the way he hit, you know what I'm saying? We might get to 500 with Schwarber
before Bryce.
With Bryce.
Right.
You know all I hope is that Paid Schwarber is like, I want to get Paid Schwarber. That's all I hope.
Hey, yeah. Man, you know guys from Ohio, we stay motivated. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
Also,
that's right.
I forgot.
By the way, it's Harper has 353, Schwarper's at 324.
Okay. All right. So
he's 20 behind.
29 behind.
It's a little gap. But I forgot to address something yesterday. It slipped my mind. I guarantee you Jalen going to be in the top 50 players on this list. I bet you a beef sandwich.
Can I tell you, if he is, they fixed it.
First of all, 2 years
that's
ago,
fine.
He, 2 years ago, he was number two. Last year, when everybody
he was like
said
90 something.
No, he wasn't.
Last year,
when everybody said he was going to collapse, when he was top 10 or top 15.
No, he wasn't.
And look it up. I guarantee you, last year he was.
No, he was 15. He was 15.
He was 15. Yeah.
So you think he going to go from 2 to 15 to off the list?
Well,
Wentz did.
Yeah, and by the way, it was after the regular season.
I don't care about that.
Okay, well.
In the regular season, they got foots put in. How many people have foots put in them in the regular season?
This is what I see. What I see is that the coaches, scouts, whatever, and players, I think, may have a different perception, and even former players, a lot of the former players seem to have a different perception of him than we or fans do. So my only point is, if he's top 20 or whatever he is, great. That just means they fixed it.
Oh, see, it's always a caveat when he high. It's always, how about this? Maybe them analysts, all them GMs, all them, maybe they should listen more to what we're saying.
Maybe.
Because they drafted all these guys. You know, I ain't going to bring up, you know, his hot button, Joe Burrow. But they drafted all these guys, and they sitting at home.
Everyone's sitting at home. Yeah. It's
Only, if you look at this, if you look at the quarterbacks in the NFL, I think it's him and Purdy. They're the only ones that weren't taken in the first round. That's because –
Well, that's not true.
He overdid it. No, look at it. Look at the list of the quarterbacks. Right now, starting quarterbacks, the only ones not taken in the first round was him and Purdy.
In the entire league, Russell Wilson wasn't taken in the first round.
Yeah, neither was Dak.
Yeah.
Those three.
And Dak.
Those four.
Ooh, boy.
Daniel Jones was first round.
Yeah.
And Jack, don't be talking no L, because that top 5 and 5 yesterday, we need to discuss that today.
We'll get to it. Don't jump my top five. That's easy. Don't get back into a corner.
This is a Fugazi over there.
No Fugazi.
Standing ovation, okay? Because I'm glad that clip came out, because I didn't hear that. I was backing you, fighting for you out here. Got me looking like a fool. And I'm supposed to be your guy.
So yeah, well, you should
that.
Be.
We on the same team now. Stay over there. All right? And I holler at y'all. Get to the top. Get to your Mount Westmore.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So it is, once again, 30 past every hour all week, Mount Rushmore week. It is time to go again.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Well, 90s sitcoms.
I get the honor of doing the 90s sitcoms. Jack, this is the decade that you were born in, so you get no say about the TV shows.
Disagree.
that were out during this time. Spike, when you and I can relate to them, and most of our audience can relate to these TV shows. All right. At the top of my Mount Rushmore list, I'd have to go with probably the number one sitcom of the decade. I've never even seen a full episode of it. Got to be Seinfeld.
Yes.
I was worried you weren't going to put Seinfeld on it because you didn't say it.
No, I'm a Curb Your Enthusiasm lover. So
okay.
I got respect for Jerry and Larry David.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best sitcom of all time. I think it has an argument for it, but
sure.
Seinfeld's got to be on it.
Yeah, yep. Oh, definitely. It's at the top of the list. All right, and then I go with Martin. Martin top. Mount Rushmore for me. Talking about Martin Lawrence, in case you guys never saw Martin.
I saw Martin.
Then I'm going with something to hit home here. How about the Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince should be on there
Fresh
as well.
Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air was enormous. Yep.
Makes my Mount Rushmore. And then I got one for you, Spike. May not be a surprise to you that it's on the list, but it may be a surprise to you that I put it on the list. Got to go with The Simpsons.
Simpsons is a great one.
Gotta go with The Simpsons.
Now, people, it is a situation comedy. It is a sitcom. See Jack saying no. It's
I just
a sitcom.
Don't think like Family Guy and Simpsons, and they're animated shows.
But it's still a sitcom.
Sitcoms.
Yeah. Half hour sitcom on at night.
Feels like a Twitter poll.
Okay. Is The Simpsons a sitcom? Now, the one that I think that you missed.
Well, I got honorable mentions, so I'm pretty sure it's one of them.
This is a vintage Ike moment.
Friends.
Honorable mentions. This coming from the guy who just did a double Elliot Shore.
I know. Yep.
Much more high stakes.
So I got Friends.
Yep.
And honorable mention. I got Roseanne.
Roseanne started in 87, right? But yet we decided yesterday 90s. It's a 90s one.
Yep. I went Married with Children.
Married with Children, huge. Yep.
And then I went A Different World.
A Different World also
those
huge.
Those are my honorable mentions there.
I would say Improvement was also 90s.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Home Improvement. I remember it.
It was big.
Tool Time. Tim. Yep. I remember it.
I hated Frasier, but Frasier might have been. It is probably the biggest spinoff
from
Cheers. Of all time.
Yep.
But Frasier was also enormous.
Was not a Frasier guy.
And then
Kelsey Grammer.
I didn't like Everybody Loves Raymond, but it was enormous.
Yeah, it was not a
But I think that's good. Friends,
it's a solid list.
It's absolutely a solid list.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that.
Now, and Seinfeld Friends on the same night. Talk about a powerhouse.
That was the same night?
Yeah, and
how the hell did they get the ratings that they got?
Well, they put Friends right after Seinfeld, so they got this huge lead in, and then that show became enormous.
Oh, it was on the same station?
Yeah, it was on NBC.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And actually,
so it's Mickey Mouse ratings for Friends.
No.
Come on, man.
Huge. Dude, they got paid $1 million
episode.
An episode.
Yeah, I remember that.
They all held out together for $1 million
it.
An episode.
I remember it.
And somebody mentioned me yesterday on Twitter. All four of the sitcoms I mentioned yesterday in the 80s were all NBC sitcoms. And then you had...
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
And then they went into Seinfeld and Friends.
Wait, Seinfeld was NBC, right? Yeah. Seinfeld and Friends were both NBC as well. Yes.
So they went from Cosby and all of that to Seinfeld and Friends.
They had a pretty good run.
Woo, NBC.
Pretty good run.
Now, when they were able to buy...
And then The Office.
Oh, and then The Office, yes.
Never watched that either.
Oh, I love The Office. Yeah. My wife, Val, used to be able to quote every Friends episode. When we first started dating, she would just put Friends on TV.
Right.
Now she just puts The Office on TV. Episode after episode. She watches.
She's like me, she just watches the repeats of everything.
She watches The Office like I listen to music.
Right.
Like if I've listened to a song 100 times, I don't care. Same thing with Friends
same
episode.
Thing. Oh. I never did get into Friends.
Me either.
Yeah, I like Friends just like everybody else.
Both in New York, right?
Yes. And completely, like, the Friends, completely unrealistic. The only person that had a job was Ross. And they had these giant Manhattan apartments with a deck and a view and all that kind of stuff. Joey was an actor but never had any job, you know. I liked it. Now, people have turned on Friends after. People, like, hate Friends now.
Yeah, just like they turned on Utley.
They hate Ross now. But I like Friends.
They turned on Utley. Your boy was out there this weekend,
They are turned on Utley a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
There's boy a was out there.
Yeah, Ike's the leader. Ike's the leader
I'm
of the charge.
I'm not a leader. You make me push back against Utley because how you treat J-Roll.
I love J-Roll.
No, they just told me Victorino was more
important.
Oh, by
the way, Full House.
Look at the numbers.
Full House also. that's what I'm trying to do.
Is Full House a kid's show?
No.
It wasn't a kid's show. Yeah,
because, obviously I had to come
that
back.
That was that Friday night lineup.
Yep.
Also, that was the Friday night lineup.
Boy Meets World should be in there.
That's a little too late.
Never saw Boy Meets World.
Yeah, yeah. Boy Meets World, you're in the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah. A little different. Yeah.
Okay.
So tomorrow at 11:30 a.m., mm-hmm. FDR Park, Fritz to Camera 3, tennis.
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, the 1 week. what could we possibly do?
Well, I'm glad we locked it down yesterday, as if we didn't know we had to do this. But so if you were going to the Phillies game, which starts at 12:35, you could stop over FDR Park before.
That? Yeah.
But
see a real show before you go see the show.
Yes. Now,
sure.
Do you have an intro like Duran has for tennis?
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
I just rooster again.
And you know what I would do before you go over to FDR Park, turn on the radio and make sure we haven't canceled it for heat or cold
or air quality
or a little bit chance of rain. Yeah.
So you're not stuck down like Bam was.
Yes.
Again, that was self-inflicted.
By the way, I heard from somebody, I don't know if he wants me to out him, who went to high school with Bam and said he was a Redskins fan in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now that has to be addressed.
Yes.
That has to be addressed.
Yep. So, Jack, I guess the question is, you had played tennis one time in the last decade or so.
Uh-huh.
You played with your friend Goose before we had the first cancellation.
Yeah.
Have you taken this extra week and gotten any more practice in?
I practiced one more time.
With a tennis pro?
No, with Goose.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Goose got back out there over the
weekend.
And
is Goose a tennis player?
No.
Okay.
But we did play a full set.
Okay.
At a pretty high level.
Okay. So given the fact that Goose is not a tennis player, you must have slaughtered him in tennis, right?
We went to extras. I beat him 8-6. Beat him 8-6. Because you got to win by two in tennis, which I had to learn about all the rules during it. So, I didn't,
15 love, 30 love.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we got caught up to speed.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
How confident are you for tomorrow?
Looking forward to it.
Oh, that is not
common. I'm looking
forward to it. Yeah, that didn't say a whole lot.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. It's a good game.
Yeah. Are you wearing...
Yeah, you're wearing
your tennis outfit. What you got going on?
White shorts, white shirt.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
So Jill threw out my... Not to throw Jill under the bus.
Here we go.
She threw away the nice Eagles autism shirt that's white. That would have been great to wear.
Okay.
So I got to find something else that's moisture wicking.
Okay.
But it will be my black running shoes and black shorts, and I got to find some shirt that's hopefully not black.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully not black.
A little hot.
No, black draws heat.
Yeah. Well, and the camera's tennis coach said that it's 15 degrees hotter on the court.
Oh yeah, that guy's a coward.
Yeah.
No offense. That guy trying to make excuses for you guys. You know, DeCamera's coming out in all whites tomorrow. He's looking tennis top.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is my opinion. He looked like a complete slob at baseball, but I think he's coming in all tennis top.
Well, he wore a shin guard for baseball. Like, he likes all the accessories.
Right.
He's probably going to wear a headband.
Yep.
Somebody has to have the headband on tomorrow. That'll be Joe.
It'll be Joe. Yeah.
Maybe they'll have the Pat Cash headband, maybe the big one.
I got no frills or whatever.
Do you know the thing when you're serving, you keep one ball in the pocket for the second serve?
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah. Okay. I got balls in the pocket.
You got two balls in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly right.
Two of them in your pocket.
Yeah. How was your serve looking?
So it's not, you know, the biggest velocity in the world.
That's
but
fine.
It gets over the net.
Okay.
It gets over the net.
Right.
And then everything after that's pretty good.
Well, if you win tomorrow, and as, you know, as Ike has said 100 times, we don't care if you win tomorrow. We're still doing running and basketball. The camera has to do all of them.
Yes.
If you win tomorrow, I mean, that puts you are in a very strong position in this battle.
So, no, like, what I can't figure out is again, how hurt is he?
The groin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, or
he's playing
whatever.
Possum. Yeah.
I think he's lying.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's lying.
I think he's trying to throw me off, throw everyone off. Like, I think he's aura farming, as the kids say.
Okay. So he comes out, he looks like, what's his name?
Kirk Gibson and Willis Reed.
Willis Reed.
Yeah.
He's
going
to come out there injured or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the way
he's aura farming.
The way in tennis that you have to plant and go left and right. I heard aura
farming.
Yes, in
case you didn't hear it the first time.
Yes. The way that you have to plant and go side to side, that has to be hard on you.
On what's your lateral movement like?
Listen, I'm like a cat. Like, you ever see me do karaoke? Not the singing, but the warm-up?
Calisthenics?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got quick feet.
Wait a minute. Did you say karaoke as a mistake?
No, karaoke.
I know what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's a type of warm-up when you're stretching.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. Move the hips.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've seen that before.
Yeah. True athletes.
Oh,
no.
Right.
Yeah.
What is wrong with y'all, man?
Nothing.
Well, the other thing is
what happened?
Fritz, we have to drive down there. First of all, this would have been a day we could have come to work a little bit late. Mm. We can't now.
Mm-mm.
We got to fight traffic.
Well,
you better win.
Yeah, you better win.
Yeah, or this is going to be a hard show for you tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
if
you
I
didn't
will.
Practice at all.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Looking forward to it, though.
Dom in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
What do you do? What do you say?
What's up, Dom?
Hey. So all the problems are solved now that you guys got a guy that comes in with music.
Well, you guys brought in you're a Mets fan, right? You brought in a guy with music into a tie game and lost the game. So I guess it doesn't work for everybody, but it did work for us.
We're talking about history now, huh?
No, we're talking about Helsley 2 nights ago.
Why don't we talk about the playoffs last year? Who smacked you in the mouth and sent you home?
The Mets.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, right. What do you want?
You're a Mets fan.
He's a Mets fan, yeah.
Yes. And Kyle Schwarber. Either he hits a home run or he strikes out.
Well, he's hitting 260. What's Pete Alonso hitting this year?
Yeah, not 260.
You weren't ready.
Yeah,
you
dude,
ain't ready.
Dude, don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Hold on, wait. Hold on. Zone, relax.
I love that one. I love that. That's a good one. That's a good one. Come on, Dom.
You got
Dom.
Anything else?
Yeah, come on, Dom.
Get right. The Phillies go night-night. Come on. We all know you're going to make the playoffs. You know what I mean? You guys are having a good season. You got some good players. But when it comes time in the playoffs, you're going to choke like usual. So that's all I got to say.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll see. I appreciate it. I think I want the Mets again. You know,
here
like,
we go.
Yeah, I want the Mets again. We need revenge from last year, and I want to win. I want to win the series in City Field. I want it in City Field next to Evan, next to Lou Gower, next to Positive Tommy.
He's
next
dead,
to
right?
Al.
Positive Tommy's
no,
dead.
No, he's still around. After every loss, he tweets out, we'll get him next time. No biggie. That's it.
I will lead us.
Yes, I will lead us.
We need to see the 7 line again.
Yep. Oh, those losers with all their names on the backs of their own jerseys.
They are a really tough fan group.
Oh, the Mets fans are the worst fans in New York. It's not even close. They're the whiniest. They are awful. Mets fans are awful. We need that. I want to go back to that stadium and win in their stadium. And then, all of a sudden, waiting for Jack to do the post-game show won't be so painful. And by the way, we're not staying in Queens. We're staying somewhere else, and we will take Uber to Queens.
All right.
I thought Queens are.
It was not.
I thought Queens are.
Just a kid in the big city.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We'll stay in Manhattan somewhere.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
on
staying
whose dime?
On the station's dime.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I've heard Manhattan's a lot.
We'll find a cheaper hotel.
All right.
Yeah.
Whose dime have you? You're always on somebody's dime.
I know. You always pay for dinner, and I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Whether it's the station.
I got alligator arms. Everyone take it down a notch. I'm just asking questions.
What's coming up in the top five of five?
The best things. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
The top five budding feuds at WIP.
Oh, that is next.
Feuds that are happening.
Wow, budding feuds. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.